listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a woman who gave her child or her children three strange names. Hosea chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 introduces this idea, where we read, "Now when she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then God said, 'Call his name Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God.'" Hosea the prophet had a unique and difficult job. God told him to marry a prostitute as a way to illustrate the relationship between God and his people. When they married, like any husband, Hosea hoped that their mutual commitment to each other would keep them together. But his wife, her name was Gomer, she didn't give up her prior profession. Because of his cheating wife, Hosea had a unique perspective on how God felt about cheating Israel, who didn't faithfully love God the way that God loved them. In the course of time, three children were born to this unhappy family, and each child was mentioned in Hosea chapter 1. The first son born to Hosea and Gomer was named Jezreel, and his name spoke of two things. First of all, Jezreel means scattered, and Israel would soon be scattered in exile by a conquering Assyrian army. Second, Jezreel refers to the Valley of Jezreel, where Jehu, the founder of the dynasty that currently ruled Israel, massacred all the descendants of the previous dynasty, thus establishing his throne. God directed Hosea to name his son Jezreel to confirm his promise to avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel by judging the house of Jehu. The second baby was a girl, and they named her Lo Ruhamah. Her name meant no mercy, and every call to this child with this unfortunate name reminded Hosea and everyone else of coming judgment and exile. You see, for the northern kingdom of Israel, God's time of mercy had expired. He had extended mercy for hundreds of years, but now it was time for no mercy. Then Gomer gave birth to a second son, whose name was Lo Ami. The name Lo Amin means not my people. Every call to this unfortunately named child reminded Hosea and everyone else that the people of Israel had pushed away the Lord God and that they should no longer be considered his people. Since Gomer did not give up her loose moral living, or maybe even her prostitution, there may have been a cruel irony in the name Lo Ami. Perhaps this son really was not the son of Hosea, but of another man. Perhaps the appearance of this child made this evident. You can almost picture Hosea and Gomer walking down the street pushing the baby carriage with little Lo Ami, who didn't look anything like either one of them. Someone asks about the name of the baby, and Hosea answers, "Not my people." The message God had to deliver to Israel through Hosea was hard enough, but God also made Hosea live the message. Summing up the meaning of the name Lo Ami, God said to Israel through the prophet Hosea, "For you are not my people, and I will not be your God." This was not so much a sentence or a penalty as it was a simple stating of fact. It wasn't as if the people of Israel really wanted to be the people of God, yet God would not have them. Instead, the people of Israel rejected God. And here, the Lord simply recognized the fact. He would not play, "Let's pretend. You know, you pretend to be my people and I'll pretend to be your God." The time for those games was over. When we think about the relationship between Hosea and Gomer, there was a lot of pretending. Hosea pretended not to notice when she went out to her loose living or even prostitution. She came back pretending nothing ever happened. As much as they could, they pretended to be a happy family. God used the pretense in Hosea's family as an illustration of the pretense between himself and his people. This brings it back to your relationship with God. Is that relationship with God filled with pretending? Are you really a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you more than a pretender? What God had did through Hosea shows us that God will allow that condition of pretending to continue for a time, but there comes a day when the pretense must end. Let's pray that day should be today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.